Welcome to We Empower, the radio show that inspires you to embrace your potential, resilience, and strength. In these challenging times, we're here to help you unlock your power to overcome obstacles, pursue your dreams, and shape a brighter future. I'm Anna Bertanes, your host for this empowering hour. Welcome, everyone, to another exciting episode of We Empower. I'm thrilled to have you all with us today, and I hope you're ready for an empowering journey ahead. I know that since our last show, a lot has happened in our lives, from personal achievements to professional challenges. Each day has presented its own set of opportunities and obstacles. But fear not, because today we're going to take a moment to reflect on the past week together. Over the past few days, we've received numerous messages again from listeners like you, seeking guidance and support for both our professional and personal life. I want you to know that we hear you and we're here to help, whether it's navigating the complexities of the workplace or finding balance in your everyday life. We are committed to providing you with the tools and resources you need to thrive. So sit back, relax, and get ready to be inspired. Together, we will tackle challenges, celebrate victories, and empower each other to reach new heights. Remember, you're not alone on this journey. We're in this together, and together we can achieve anything. Let's make today count. In today's episode, we were diving into some highlights from the past weeks. Highlights, or downlights, we better have to say, and sharing what you can look forward to in the next 60 minutes. We will start by recapping a few standout moments from the previous week before treating you to a song that hints at the intriguing personality of our special guest for today. So stay tuned to hear why this song was chosen by our special guest herself. Joining us today is Sabine Hansen, who will be sharing insights and stories with us. With that, I will introduce you to an inspiring book. To wrap things up, we'll open the floor to questions or to a product which I'll show you, and I will be happy to answer and to close the show with one product which helps empowering your body. So let's dive into some things of the last week. If we look into last week, despite significant progress, women's rights worldwide continue to lag behind, as highlighted in a UN report. Factors like poverty, discrimination, and lack of equality are costing lives. According to the 2024 World Population Report by the UN Population Fund, UNFPA, nearly half of all women and girls worldwide are prevented from making independent decisions about their sexuality and reproduction. UNFPA Chief Natalia Kanem stated that the rights of women, girls, and gender-diverse individuals are increasingly being pushed back, with the poorest and minorities being the most disadvantaged, particularly concerning pregnancy. The report also revealed stark differences in childbirth safety globally, with African countries south of the Sahara facing a risk of 130 times higher than Europe or North America. Additionally, inequalities persist in access to healthcare in all countries. Women's bodies are often politicized, particularly regarding fertility treatments and abortions, turning them into battlegrounds in politics. This exacerbated by male-dominated decision-making bodies and insufficient female representation. Lack of representation and restricted autonomy result in alarming statistics, such as 1 in 4 women being unable to refuse sex and 1 in 10 unable to make decisions about contraception. Sexual violence remains a pervasive issue worldwide. UNFPA calls for targeted programs and investments totaling $79 billion in lower and middle-income countries by 2030, aiming to prevent 400 million unplanned pregnancies and save a million lives. In Australia, known for its natural beauty and friendly inhabitants, a surprising surge in violence against women has occurred. Recently, the government pledged $560 million to address this issue, amid warnings about the influence of misogynic influencers. In Ballarat, Australia, 3 women were murdered within weeks, sparking widespread protests. Thousands took to the streets, holding signs with the victims' names Samantha, Rebecca, and Hannah. This event underscores the urgent need for action to address violence against women globally. So, now, first, we want to kick things off with a song selected by the great Sabine Hansen. Enjoy.
You and I in a little toy shop, buy a bag of balloons with the money we've got, set them free at the break of dawn, till one by one they were gone. Back at base, box in the software, flash the message, something's out there, floating in the summer sky. 99 red balloons go by.
"99 Balloons." What a song! It's really one song which created the international fame of Nina, known also as Gabriele Susanna Kerner, a German singer who rose really to international fame in 1983 with this song, "99 Balloons." And if I look at the text, it's really not just this 99 balloons. It's so much more. If you have some time for me, then I will sing a song for you. Thank you so much, Sabine, for choosing the song, which really reminds me of some pictures and stories from my childhood, I think, somewhere. Thank you for being here today. And why have you chosen this song?
Oh, thank you, Annabelle, for inviting me. Actually, remember that was during the heat of the Cold War. And to me, I was 13 years old, so you know what my age is about. That was a complete eye-opener. Today, 40 years later, it somehow feels that we are back in a kind of battle zone, right? We talk a lot about fights and conflicts we see worldwide. And my dearest wish for the next generation is really that they have a positive outlook into their future. So if that song can contribute in the same way it has contributed to translate a feeling of a generation and a search for peace into today's situation, I would be so happy. That's why I have chosen it, actually.
Great, thank you so much. I mean, this is a great and important message, I think, to everyone who are listening to us. So thank you very much indeed. Yeah, officially a warm welcome here to the show, Sabina. I'm super happy to have you here. You manage so many things. You are such an important person here, German-wide, for many women, and they have profitized from you very, very much. And you started your organization. I would like to introduce you with a few words. After working for almost 30 years, mainly in American companies and the technology and consulting industry, a trip to the East Coast of USA with German supervisory boards inspired you to take the executive search and recruitment of top female leaders into your hands, and then you founded She for Her Leadership Consulting. So you focus on exclusively diverse management teams, and your goal is to enable female managers to take the next step in their career and to help companies to make their own diverse talent visible with customized programs. The possibility of this is to demonstrate it by the Occasion Association Initiative Women into Leadership, where I'm also member and mentor and super happy about that, which you founded with three other successful female managers. What is also not really normal that we are four women. Mostly it is at least that a few men are in it, or you're the only woman and something. So you did a lot of things which are really one and the first, and have really role model character. And with the Leadership Next Academy, we're taking this next step and further expanding the promotion of female talent. I'm super happy to have you here. And I mean, if you think back to the times where you worked in technology companies, and let me ask you this at first, would you say that we here in Germany made a big step from that time towards a female-friendly and diverse-friendly environment? Or what is your impression about, I mean, you have one of the best views, I think, on that.
Yes, definitely. At least we are much more aware about the potential of female talents, what they can accomplish. When I joined the industry in the 90s, and we have to remember it was a US based company, a software company. I was very much triggered by a role model, actually, in the movie context. I saw a movie with Sandra Bullock. You may remember The Nest, and I loved that because she was acting as a software developer, and she was in this computer IT scene, high tech scene. And I thought, oh, she's so self-independent and she gets things done and she is really standing up. So I thought I like to be in that industry. And that's why when I joined Novell, at that time, we were number one in the software networking industry. And I saw two guys sitting at the reception entrance behind their computers and all these mainframes behind them. And immediately, I had the feeling I'm in that movie and I need to be there. Whatever they are going to offer me as a job, this is the company I need to join. And I have to tell, those 6 years, they were so important because what I learned, regardless of your seniority level, regardless of your gender, you can make it there if you're willing to go for it. They didn't ask you, You get a job and you get it somehow done. I don't do this very German thing about, oh, I need to talk about the process. They were interested in processes or whatever. Just get the job done. And once you get it done, they reward you regardless of age, of seniority, qualification. So, and that was what really, really triggered me. Is Germany at that level? I think in the typical German corporations, yes, they're trying to get there. They are not still yet there, but I'm very positive. And with our help, Annabelle, they're going to make it.
That's very positive. And you're so right, Sabine. I think we have to stay positive and we have to stay proactive, because otherwise, if we think that Germany stops on its way, then I think other people would do the same. And I mean, I'm sometimes wondering, and I think a meeting a few weeks ago where they said, oh, you have a child, you said. How old is your child? I said, 5 years old. Oh, 5 years old. And you think you can manage the job? And I said, yes, I'm sure about that. And that's because I'm sitting here. But I'm not sure if I want to manage it in your company, because the question drives me to question myself about if you are the right employer for me.
And that is actually as well very much eye-opening. I think what today is most companies in Germany, when they do job interviews, they actually stress that they are absolutely family-friendly, because they know that this is a turning point. And the question I think somebody needs to ask: what do you do about your men? What happens to them when they get fathers? Are you promoting them, taking leave time? Because that's much more important. They are okay with the woman by now. You know, you have the traditional 6 weeks leave time, pay time, and some companies do even more for their, you know, newly moms. But what do they do about the man? Because I think we are moving much further if they also open up to the male colleagues that they do some great programs for them, because that gives you a strong indication this organization is really very much progressive, and this is a great workplace, so to speak.
You're so right. I only can stress this also from my experience of people around me, that it's so important and shows how open a company is if they support men also in these roles. Do you have a sample where you can describe maybe a quick and a few words a company where they did it really as a kind of role models to give also men the same chance, but also support them in that?
Yes, I'm sure internationally there are many of those, especially global companies. But if we talk about the German ones, I know SAP made a very courageous step, saying we are going to pay our men the same amount for their leave time as we do for the women. And they went big in newspapers about that, because that wasn't the case before. And that was a very courageous step. There are other companies following suit. So over the longer run, we have to see how it is handled. But at least the signals are quite positive, I have to admit.
I think so too. So I'm looking forward to talking further about these signs and for the great stories after the small commercial break we have now.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one supplement brand, help you put back what life takes out. All-in-one comprehensive formulas created to offer you maximum benefit, whatever stage of life you're at, and with a range that supports everything from immunity, energy, cardiovascular health, joints, cognitive function, menopause, and even beauty. we've got you and your family covered. Premium ingredients packed into a powerful daily sachet. Simply mix with water to activate for a flavorful health drink. Perfect at home or on the go. Revive Active. Available at selected Holland & Barrett stores, Well Pharmacies, and online at Amazon and reviveactive.com. Super supplements for a super you.
Nature's Medicine for Modern Living. A people and plants dialogue hosted by Sophie.Health. At Sophie, we bring together experts and voices who rarely cross paths. Our quest is to illuminate the ancient world of plant medicine and reimagine it for the connected age. Join us to explore new boundaries of digital personalized medicine with deep roots in the natural world and hear from our community of international pioneers who are validating this new paradigm and improving how we feel, sleep, and cope with daily stresses naturally. Sophie.Health, reconnecting people and plants.
Once upon a time, human slavery was just a fact of life. Right now, animal abuse is often considered normal. In time, it won't be. Animal Aid campaigns peacefully against all forms of animal abuse and promotes cruelty-free living.
Check out animalaid.org.uk. It's time for a kinder world.
The station that makes you feel good.
We've covered some intriguing topics in the last minutes, and now we will continue our conversation with Sabine. So Sabine, I liked very much in the beginning where you said that you watched Sandra Bullock and she was a kind of role model, I understood, for you. And I tried to imagine how it was for you to enter this company and then saw a scene which was so similar to a movie with Sandra Bullock where you thought, oh my God, I'm just in it. I'm a part of that. What would you say about imagination, but also role models media can offer us? Are we there on a good way? Are there also role models where you would say, besides Sandra Bullock, we have some other women, men, which are role models for us for this way of life? We should live in a way, in a life which is diverse.
Absolutely. Of course, there are famous names, right? You see in politics or in society or in movies or whatsoever. But I always believe to have some role models in your closer environment because those people can really make a difference. And to me, it's always important not just to have female role models. I like female role models, but I also see that the first real promoters of female careers, I have to say, were men. And sometimes you forget about it. And yes, and take the positive examples. So people who always inspired me, like Michelle Obama or Madeleine Albright, who was the latter one, she was really in this political environment at a time where there weren't so many females out there. And I have to say, she always had tough talks, and she is also was a tough lady to her male counterparts. But I had the opportunity when I was with the World Economic Forum with my Nobel company at those days at the MENA conference, which was the Middle East North African summit of the World Economic Forum. She was sitting there with Arafat having heated debate about how the peace situation should look like in the Middle East. And I have to say, regardless of the outcome, I really admired her because she was standing her turf, but she was also respecting her counterpart's position. So I like that, seeing people in action, true behavior. And in business, I have to say, I think there are marvelous people. I like founders who go out for what they really are after. Elon Musk is a Maybe a character you would say he isn't really undisputed, but he's definitely an entrepreneur, you know. He lives his dreams regardless whether you like them or not. And I like people who go for it and really try to live their dreams.
Yeah, I like what you're saying. Having dreams is so much, which is important. And there was this movie in the cinema a while ago where somebody took the dreams of people and gave them a cut, or took that away from them. So the people had no dreams anymore. And there came other people saying, that is not right. They're taking away the dreams from the people. And then there was a discussion. Some said, yeah, but they just have the dreams. They will never take them into truth, never into reality. What would you say is the difference between the people who have the dreams and the people who really make them coming true? I mean, just like you, for example. I mean, you had the dream, you did it. What would you say is maybe also is the difference, maybe also from your life, when you think back, when you thought about something you want to achieve, and then you just did it.
Yeah, it's a tricky question. I think having dreams is something wonderfully, and not our dreams, you know. We may want all be rich, beautiful, having a great life, and maybe some of it might be realistic to accomplish and some others not. But getting and sizing opportunities, if you really are at a point where you think, now I feel I could do something by myself, I see there is a need, there is a special interest, and I really want to accomplish that, like we did that with our initiatives, and you size that momentum or the opportunity to do it. If you feel good about it, right, you have to feel it by yourself. It's not something somebody else can tell you. You need to feel, now it's the time, I really want to go for it, and now I take maybe the risk of a failure.
Yeah,
you're not thinking about it because you just have that in mind. You know, when we founded IVA, what was the trigger to do that? You know, I saw this in the newspaper. I remember it was 2017, and the news were full in Germany about Ivanka Trump's first appearance in Germany. And they had this Women 20 summit, and Chancellor Merkel was sitting there, Christine Lagarde, Queen Maxima from the Netherlands, and this beautiful lady, Ivanka Trump. They were talking about female diversity and things they want to accomplish. And to me, sorry to say, it sounded a lot like blah, blah. You know, it was the typical type of conference. But I thought there was a notion that there was a communique by 20 companies who commit to targets and goals. And it was very hard to get this communique, this report. So I was asking the organizers, can you send it to me? And somehow I got it and I scanned it through. And there was one company, small company, you may not know it, from Cologne, who was saying, we have established a network of board members who mentor their talents of the different companies together. And I thought, that's a great idea. This is wonderful. And I thought to myself, what they do in Cologne, we can do in Düsseldorf for sure. And we do it better and bigger. But the idea was to do it more, not only better, better is the wrong word, but to do it more sustainably. Yeah. So we founded an association. I said, I need great people believing in this topic. And I talked to, you normally do that, you talk to your friends and business contacts. What do you think? And could you imagine? Okay, they were a little bit hesitant, but I can sometimes be very convincing, you know. And, you know, the moment when everything changed was when we went to Volkswagen and met this wonderful board member, Hiltrud Werner. We went up there and I thought, oh my God, we go to this VW, Volkswagen Tower in Wolfsburg, and they will definitely say they're crazy. Yeah? But we managed that appointment. We met her and she was very different. You know, you expect the board member to be dressed neatly and having this, this large table and having been bombarded with a lot of questions. She had some tough questions, but once we answered them, because we knew what was coming, she said, I'm in. And we didn't listen because we keep talking. And we thought we still have to convince her. And she said, I don't care what this company is doing, but I'm personally in. And I tell you, once we got out of that building, I said to my colleague, Natalie, whatever comes, I tell you, now it's flying. Because if a woman like her, with that power, with that attitude, is saying she's in, all others will follow. And that was actually the case.
Wow. Thank you so much. You experienced so many women through the time you supported with your program. Is there one story which was the most, the most emotional, the most powerful story you would like to share with us, which maybe also illustrates that what you just told us, this power and also risk taking, or just taking a dream and making something big out of it?
Yeah, actually, I'm pretty proud. We have wonderful mentees and they all made great steps and some of them even big careers, right? But there is one who actually struggled at the beginning of her mentoring. She was matched together with a male mentor, right? And he also a former board member. And they had, at the beginning, my feeling was a little bit difficulties to get along because she is a mom of three and she was with her third baby. Pregnant with the third baby, but she didn't tell him, right? Every time she said, oh, can she asked her assistant to write him messages? And he was like, oh, she's not personal. She's not touching base with me. And she was he was wondering what's going on. And then I noticed both are not connecting very well together. So I had separate conversations and I said, you know, Annette, please open up. He's a great guy, but he needs to know because otherwise he cannot be of help to you. And I don't know how he perceives that because I'm heavy pregnant now. I said, hey, come on. He's a normal guy. He knows, understand that. And his wife is in business as well. And they have kids. So just open up. And they did. And it turned out at the end, he helped her enormously because she was sitting in a company which was newly acquired by a big DAX concern. Yeah. And she was a little bit also afraid of her position because her former mentor, she left the organization and she was in this complete new organization. And he helped her to navigate, find new promoters, new sponsors. And it worked out wonderfully. Today, she is a CEO of her own company, a very important company here for the Düsseldorf region. And I have to tell, now she's a mentor with Ivo, and she always comes back and say, hey, that was good that you were so open to me to change behavior, because otherwise I wouldn't have taken the most out of this mentorship. And what to us, it's so important that she now gives back, right? She benefited from the program and now she gives back as a mentor and is helping other females to raise. And I always say, hey, if you have the feeling the chemistry isn't working well or there is something in between, make sure you talk to each other. It normally there are just small things in between and you can really fresh the air. So yeah, and that was really important to us that we could make that happen with her and with her mentor. And he's still a mentor, a very devoted one.
Wow, great story. What would you say is the next step? You have so many plans, you have built up so much. What are the next steps you think which is necessary also to drive your topics further?
I would say we are so inclusive now. We have a lot of male mentors, which we are super, super happy about for the initiative Women into Leadership, because we believe, or I believe, it's important that you have all parties involved. It's not only a female network. It's really to have the different views and angles. So I think the next step would be to really, we are an international network with international companies. We would love to have, now talking to a British radio show, we would like to encourage British companies to join us as corporate partners, because I'm sure you do a great job, but it would be beneficial to us as well, and vice versa, to have this total international view. And I'm sure that we can embrace much more together and help to drive this diversity topic in the organization. And yeah, that would be lovely if we can accomplish that.
And super important. I mean, I'm supporting you wherever I can with that. I mean, we are unfortunately getting to the end of our talk, and I would like to you to ask if you can give the participants here some hacks, maybe three or four, about maybe your time management, because you are doing so many things. So maybe you have some secrets that you want to share, or maybe of your life and health management, maybe also of your communication management. So three or four hacks, and maybe a little bit why you've chosen, or what could be good, or what the people have to make sure to really do them in a good way.
Oh, that's fine. That I love to. So basically, I think do what you really want to do. Be, you know, I think if you just take on an additional job, or even if you do that voluntarily, if you're not living it and you don't feel it, it's not something which is doing anything good to you. So the reason why I'm having so many initiatives, it's not because I want to grab them all, but I'm having so much fun. So it doesn't feel like work. It sounds That's stupid. Great. Of course it is work and it keeps you busy, but it's at the same time, it's so rewarding, and that makes me so happy. Nevertheless, saying that, I think you'd also need to keep time for yourself. How to cope with the stress level. I think stress is so, it's the biggest poison ever. We always say there are positive stress. Yes, that's true. If you have the feeling, yeah, I keep going, it feels great. But take time for yourself and for your loved ones to calm down. And if you do yoga, if you go for the run, I love running in the morning, but that's me. Some other people might do something else, but do something which is really good for you. Maybe you like cooking, or invite friends, whatever. And last but not least, I think be authentic in what you do. Be transparent also in communication, not to hurt anybody's feelings, but I think it feels good if you are authentic in what you do and how you communicate, and still appreciate whoever has some other opinions. Don't talk them down, just take them. Maybe they have a good intention and maybe it's some good ideas. And then I think have fun in life. I think that's the most important thing. And then stay healthy.
Yeah, thank you so much, Sabina. It was a pleasure having you here. Thank you very much for the engaging discussion and the insights that you find. Of course, that you are an inspiring personality, and I look forward to our ongoing exchange and the impact we will continue to make together to make the world a better place and to drive our visions. So thank you. It was a pleasure to have you here. Looking very much forward to seeing you soon. And then after the commercial break, we will continue with the introduction of a book that we've selected for you.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Delightful news, air travelers. Going in and out of airports without getting sick can be challenging. Time to take charge of the air you breathe with Nasal Guard. Nasal Guard topical gel defends by blocking harmful airborne particles and viruses. Try Nasal Guard for air travelers today. Visit Amazon or nasalguard.co.uk to learn more about Nasal Guard spray and gel products. Again, that's nasalguard.co.uk.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, ant and deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle Magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle Magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Now let's move on to the introduction of an inspiring book that can be a life changer. And this morning I have to say it was a kind of life changer because this book is very heavy to carry, but it's every gram value to carry it with you. Not only if you think that you're a writer, because storytelling is more important than ever. Christopher Foglas, The Writer's Journey, Mythic Structures for a Woman Writer, is an indispensable guide for aspiring writers, but also for everybody seeking to master the art of storytelling. And as I said, storytelling is more important than ever, and I will tell you later why. Drawing from Sir Joseph Campbell's theory of the Momo myth, Foglas breaks down the fundamental elements of storytelling and provides invaluable insights into the hero's journey archetypes. I'm not sure if you've heard about the archetypes, but this is super important if you want to tell any inspiring story to anybody. So let's listen to that. With clear and concise explanations, Foglas illustrates how writers can use mythic structure to create compelling narratives that resonate with audiences across cultures and genres. Whether you're a novice writer or a seasoned professional or just want to tell a great story to your friends, this book offers a practical advice and timeless wisdom that will elevate your storytelling skills to new heights, I promise you. So first, maybe you don't know the archetypes. I will tell you. The archetypes are hero. So the hero is someone who's willing to sacrifice his own needs on behalf of others and take on a really adventurous story. Then the mentor, all the characters who teach and protect heroes and give them gifts. Then threshold guardian, a menacing face to the hero, but if understood, they can be overcome. A herald, a force that brings a new challenge to the hero. Then a shapeshifter, characters who change constantly from the hero's point of view, and shadow, character who represents the energy of the dark side. Then ally, someone who travels with the hero through the journey, solving variety of functions, and trickster, embodies the energies of mischief and desire for change. And if you think, wow, maybe I know all of that, then yes, that is all well known from cinema movies. For example, all good stories are this following this hero's journey. So the stage of the journey is the ordinary world. So hero is seen in the everyday's life. Then the call to adventure, the initiating incident of the story. Then refusal of a call. So the hero experiences some hesitation to answer the call. So, oh, I don't know. I'm a bit sick. I have no idea if I should. Then he meets with a mentor. So the hero gains the supplies, knowledge, and confidence needed to command the adventure. Then crossing the first threshold, the hero commits wholeheartedly to the adventure. And then comes tests, allies, and enemies, like in a novel story tale. So the hero explores a special world, faces trial, and makes friends and enemies. And then seventh is approach to the innermost cave. The hero nears the center of the story and the special world, the ordeal. The hero faces the greatest challenge yet and experiences death and rebirth. Then there comes the reward. So the hero experiences the consequences of surviving death and the road back. The hero returns to the ordinary world or continues to an ultimate destination. Then resurrection, the hero experiences the final moment of death and rebirth. So they are pure when they retrieve the ordinary world. And then last but not least, return with the elixir. So the hero returns with something to improve the ordinary world, such as, for example, a big badge or a really dangerous animal he murdered for all of them. So these are the story tells. And Christoph Vogler, maybe you think who he is and why he got the idea. He's a renowned story consultant, screenwriter, and author, known for his expertise and mythic structures and narrative theory. With background in cinema, Vogler has worked for major Hollywood studios, including Disney and Warner Bros., providing script analysis and consulting services. He gained widespread recognition for his influential memoir, Practical Guide to the Hero with a Thousand Faces, which outlines the application of Joseph Campbell's monomyth theory to screenwriting. The writer's journey is built up of Vogler's extensive experience in the entertainment industry and his deep understanding of storytelling principles, which could help you, as I said, for everything to get people involved in your story or in the things you want to move further. So The Writer's Journey is a seminal work that emerged from Vogler's years of experience as a story consultant in the film industry. Inspired by Joseph Campbell's groundbreaking research on methodology, he adapted the hero's journey archetype into a practical framework for writers. The book explores the universal elements found in myths and legends from various cultures, providing writers with a blueprint for crafting compelling narratives. Since its publication, it has become a stable resource for writers across different mediums, for screenplays, novels, seeking to create impactful stories that resonate with audiences. So I would like to give you 7 tips from the books. Understand the stages of the hero's journey. Create compelling characters by giving them clear goals, conflicts, and emotional depth. Use archetypal characters such as the mentor and shadow. Embrace the concept of transformation because this is something which helps you in every stage of your own life. Craft engaging plots and by incorporating key mythic elements such as challenges, setbacks, and moments of revelation. Pay attention to symbolism and imagery because in this world, we all have need for that, for symbols and imagery, using them to reinforce themes and motives of your story. And trust your instincts and embrace always the creative process, allowing yourself to explore different ideas. So I want to give you 5 quotes from the author. He said, all stories you hear and all good stories consist of a few common structural elements found universally in all myths, fairy tales, dreams, and movies. The hero's journey is a pattern of narrative identified by the mythologist Joseph Campbell. And understanding the journey can help you to create stories which resonate with audience on a deep emotional level. Each stage of the hero's journey represents a universal aspect of the human experience, from facing challenges to achieving personal growth. And by following the principles, you can tap into the power of myth to create own stories. So in the end, I would like to read a bit of that to give you some ideas of his ideas and how he writes. So obviously the storytelling environment has evolved in 25 years. For good or bad, hero stories now dominate the world's narrative entertainment through games and big-budget epic superhero franchises. It's not hard to see why. They're easy to understand across cultures. They often resonate with some aspects of local legend and myth, all despite their familiarity. They still manage to entrance and please audiences. The constant representation of human figures defying death seems to fulfill a deep wish in audiences, and they can never get enough of it. Heroic stories also serve our collective and mental health by reflecting society and its needs and desires. Mirrored in the struggles and triumphs of nearly divine superheroes, we can see our own battles magnified and consider strategies for being better in the game of life. Heroic tales influence and help you to form society, building us with shared cultural references and giving us collective belief systems, codes of honor, and role models. However, the superhero movie genre is in danger of becoming WHO formulaic and must be continually refreshed with experimentation and willingness to break out of the old story models. So from the point of view telling stories, the checklist system is just another tool to analyze characters and think about how they change. Pay attention to your body next time you see a movie that stirs your emotions. Maybe your chakras are trying to tell you something. And don't forget, it's all about the vibes. Two questions are for you. Think of a movie or a story you enjoyed. What chakras were the storytellers aiming at? Did the characters experience their opening certain chakras? If you had any feelings while watching or reading a story, where in your body did you feel them? How do storytellers represent shifts in consciousness? Moments of realization. How do you represent blockages? Write a short story about a moment when you felt your physical survival was threatened. Did you feel that the power of any other came to your aid in that incident? Thinking about the creative chakra, what blocks your creative expression? How do characters in stories you enjoy deal with blockages? And what movies do a convincing job of depicting the act of failing in love? What has you been experienced and experience in love? Do you think you have ever had a third eye chakra experience of extrasensory perception? Can you think of movies or stories that depict characters experiencing something like an opening of the crown chakra? What did you think of those stories? Do you like them? And if you'd like to buy this book, then you see that it's full of great pictures. So think about if you are not sure if you want to carry this weight. So thank you for listening to this great book. I hope you liked it. And I hope that you have taken something away for yourself, or maybe it has perhaps piqued your curiosity and interest enough to want to read a book. So if any of you have a book recommendation you'd like to share here, if you've written a book yourself and would like to see featured, just please reach out to me. And so we are coming more and more to an end. And I got just here a nice story about blueberries I would like to share with you. But there came also somebody in who likes to place her question. And it's Mira, who wrote me a long, long letter. And I just want to read a part of that because it touched me so much. She writes, "Dear Annabelle, I saw your show and I was highly impressed. It is the power of self-reflection and the power of self-healing, which I got out of it. And it's mega inspiring for me. I'm also the mother of a son and since the day before yesterday of a second one too. Starchild. It's a starchild. We lost our baby and it feels like the end of my world. I'm feeling a little behind and I wanted to give my son a sibling. I would build up my body now and so can you recommend something I can take or just do or just, yeah, anything that I'm not feeling so lost as I do currently? So I was really deeply sorry when I heard what she writes, because I think that many parents or many people who have a child knows how it could feel if you lose a child. And I'm very, very, very deeply sorry to hear about all this. So building up your body and soul after such an experience can be really incredibly challenging, because you're so much and you're in this situation and you're lost and feel so sad. It's important to prioritize self-care now and seek support from loved ones and professionals, of course, because it's not sometimes not enough to just be with the loved ones around you. While I'm not a medical expert, of course, I would like to recommend consulting with a healthcare provider who can provide also personalized recommendations, tailored activities that promote relaxation, such as meditation, gentle exercise, and spending time in nature may also be beneficial for your emotional well-being. Take care of yourself during this difficult time. And it's often easy to say, because every loss is a very, very individual. And I think the world has more to come for you. And it's important to give this sadness a time, give the sadness a room, give also your unborn child a room. But know that the world is going further, that you have some duties in life, and the world has more for you to offer. And the sadness you have and the deepness you feel for that is something which is important, because it shows that you have big emotions to give and big emotions for you to take care of. So take care of you and yourself first, and be with your thoughts also to try to centralize yourself. Of course, this gives you the power again to use it for a positive hour. And don't forget that you have a child is born and needs also some love and support in these times. Especially for kids, it's important to make them helping understand the situation, why you are so sad, what could have happened and what happened, and to get along with this. I know that there are also some books around that. When I was a kid, it happened to me with my mother, who lost siblings she was pregnant with. And it was super hard for me to understand that. And she wrote me a book, rewrote me a book about that, about this, where another child experiences. And it was good for me to have this distance and understand that I'm not alone with the sadness, that there were also other kids who experienced the same. But on the other hand, it was important for me to be able to talk about that and had my mother to talk about it, and felt that I could give something to her, she could give something back to me, so that we can talk about it. And this is always important to know that you are never alone. And that wraps us our episode of We Empower for today, the weekly radio show dedicated to celebrating the strength, resilience, and limitless potential, especially of women around the globe, but also men. Join us again next week as we continue on this empowering journey, sharing great stories of triumph, of love, and empowerment. Your presence and engagement mean the world to us, and we appreciate you taking the time to tune in. Remember, this time is a gift for you to discover new inspiration, embrace exciting insights, and find the motivation to live life to the fullest. Together we rise.